My name's Phil Common. 3 years ago, I was a C-plus chemist in Youngstown, Ohio, with a bar band that was actually good and a job that wasn't. Then, I told a man in the bar that magic wasn't real. I was wrong. This is where I tell you everything that happened after, into a box, late at night, because the box doesn't laugh. Welcome to the Common Tales. Tonight, the first time I drank a healing potion, what it tastes like, and how I became an accidental expert in something I'd rather not be good at. Okay, we're rolling. A little light tonight, Cossett, I'll be honest with you. Not drunk light, just good day light. I won a bar argument, I ate a whole roast chicken by myself, and I only got hit once. You're looking at the elbow, aren't you? Yeah, that's a story. Not tonight's story, but a cousin of tonight's story. Because tonight, Cossett, tonight is a public service. Tonight I am giving you the single most useful thing 3 years in this world has taught me, and it has nothing to do with swords and nothing to do with songs. Tonight I am going to teach you about healing potions. I am, no exaggeration, no false modesty, I am an expert. I am a connoisseur. I am the guy you ask. And I want you to understand something before we start. Nobody becomes an expert in healing potions on purpose. You don't take a class. There's no, you know, weekend seminar. You earn this knowledge the dumb way, the bleeding way. So consider this a field guide written in blood, mostly mine. So let me take you back. The first one, the first time I ever drank one of these things. Because I want you to understand the before Phil. The Phil who fell through. Before Phil was a chemist. C-plus chemist, fine, but a chemist. I understood the world as molecules, reactions, things that take time. You want to cut to close? That's days. That's a scab. That's a process. That's your body doing slow, boring biology in the background while you complain about it. That was my whole framework for being a body. Slow, boring, reliable. Then I get over here and I'm green, soft. A guy from a bar band who jogged maybe twice. And Tommy decides I need to learn to not die, which, fair. So Tommy's teaching me to fight. And teaching me to fight mostly means Tommy poking me with things until I learn to not be where the pointy part is going. And one afternoon, I am, in fact, exactly where the pointy part is going. It wasn't even a real fight. That's the part that gets me. It was practice. It was a drill. And I zigged, and the world's most patient man named Tommy zagged. And all of a sudden, there's a line across my forearm that is open. Open in a way arms are not supposed to be open. And I'm looking at it, and the chemist brain goes, that's a lot of stages of wound healing happening to me at once, none of which have started yet. And I did what any rational man does. I made a noise I have never made before or since. Sort of a kettle. I became a kettle. And Tommy, not panicking. Tommy never panics. That's a whole other episode. Tommy just reaches into his bag and pulls out this little stoppered bottle. Cloudy stuff. Looks like dishwater somebody blessed. And he goes, drink it. And I, being a scientist, said the most scientist thing possible, which was, what's in it? And Tommy looks at me. I'm bleeding, genuinely bleeding, on his nice practice floor, and he says, Phil, drink the thing. So I drank the thing. Now, I need to describe two things to you, Cossett, and I need to do them in the right order because they happen in the wrong order, and that's the whole experience. First, what it does. Then, and this is the important part, what it tastes like. What it does is wrong. I want to be clear. It is a wonderful, miraculous, life-saving thing, and it is deeply physically wrong. I drank it, and there's a warmth. Okay, fine. Warmth. Nice. And then the warmth goes to my arm, and the arm starts to knit. I felt it knit, Cossett. I felt tissue that is supposed to take a week of slow, boring biology do the whole week in about 4 seconds. I felt it pull. I felt it close. There is a sensation. There is no word for it in English or common or any language a person should have to learn. There is a sensation of your own meat hurrying. And the chemist in me is in the back of my skull just screaming, just going, that's not a reaction. That doesn't have an activation energy. Where is the energy coming from? And the rest of me is going, the arm works. Shut up. The arm works. That's the war. Every time. Wonder versus the guy who got a C+ and never let it go. So that's what it does. Now we get to the flavor, because here is what nobody warns you about, Cosset. Healing potions taste like punishment. That first one, the one Tommy carries, the everyday one, the one you buy by the case because you're going to need a case, that first one tasted like, okay, you know those cough drops, the medicine ones, the ones that aren't candy, they just lie and call themselves candy? Take one of those, dissolve it in warm Gatorade. That is the cheap healing potion. That is the flavor of staying alive on a budget. Someone dissolved a cough drop in warm Gatorade and then charged me 25 gold for it and saved my life. And I have never been angrier at something I was grateful for. 25 gold for the bad one. That's the floor. Welcome to the economy of not dying. And let me put that in perspective for you, Cosset, because I want you to feel it the way my coin purse felt it. A good weekend, a real good one. Packed house, everybody throwing, maybe the Lord's Hall books me for a night. A good weekend, I might clear 30, 40 gold. That's me at the top of my game. The best bard in the realm, allegedly. 2 nights of the best work I do, and 1 drill gone wrong, 1 zig where I should have zagged, and there goes most of it, straight down my throat, tasting like a cough drop. I sang for 2 nights so I could afford to not bleed out on a Tuesday. That's the job. That's the whole job, right there. And here's where it gets stupid. Here's where I became the guy I am. Because once you've had the bad one, you start noticing. You start having opinions. Because they're not all the same. Oh no, there's a range, there's a ladder. The cheap stuff, cough drop Gatorade. Fine, it does the job, it tastes like the inside of a medicine cabinet. You chug it, you don't breathe through your nose. That's the floor. Then there's a middle. The middle ones, somebody tried. There's a sweetness in there. Somebody put a berry near it at some point. It went, you know, near a fruit. It's still got the medicine ghost underneath. They all have the ghost, but the ghost is wearing a little perfume. Acceptable. I would drink that potion at a dinner party, reluctantly. And then there's the good stuff. Cosset, I have had once, exactly once. Rurik was carrying one for emergencies and we had an emergency. I have had a healing potion that actually tasted like something, on purpose. Honey and something warm, like a spice you can't name, and underneath it, faint, polite, the ghost. The ghost is always there, but this ghost has been to finishing school.
I closed my eyes. I had a stab wound and I closed my eyes and I went, Oh, this is what they don't tell the poor people about. And then the wound closed and I came back to my senses. And I asked Rurik how much that one cost. And he told me, and I nearly opened the wound back up. So that's the system, Cosset. That's the whole field guide, top to bottom. The cough drop Gatorade floor, the tried a little middle, and the honey and spice ceiling that you will taste maybe twice in your life and remember on your deathbed. 3 rungs. And I can tell you which rung you're holding by the smell before the cork's even all the way out. I'm a sommelier. A sommelier of the worst possible wine. The wine you only drink because the alternative is bleeding out. Ah yes, this one's a cheeky little cough drop. Notes of warm Gatorade. Finishes with the distinct impression you've made some bad decisions. 5 stars. Would survive again. And I do this, Cosset, out loud. Tommy hands me a bottle in the middle of an actual emergency, blood everywhere, and I'm uncorking it going, oh, this is a young one, aggressive, bit of a back alley nose. And Tommy is looking at me like, Phil, you have been stabbed. And I'm going, I know, that's why I'm reviewing it. Let me have this. Because here's the secret nobody tells you. Doing the bit is how you don't panic. You make a stab wound a wine tasting, and suddenly your hands aren't shaking, because hands that are doing a bit aren't hands that are scared. I learned that one the hard way too. Same way I learned everything. The bleeding way. So if you ever take one, and someday, statistically, You will, Cosset. Everybody in this world eventually meets the cough drop. Here's the connoisseur's advice. 1. Don't smell it first. The smell's a warning, not an invitation. 2. Don't sip. Sipping is for people who haven't been cut yet. You chug. And 3, you do the funny voice. Out loud. Notes of warm Gatorade. Trust me, the voice is medicine too.
Cold out there? Tired? Hungry? Nowhere that knows your name? Tonight's sponsor isn't one of my contraptions. It's the finest establishment in the region, and I'm there most nights. The Crow and Lantern. Here's what the Crow and Lantern offers you. Low ceiling, good fire, a floor that's only a little sticky in the one corner we've agreed not to discuss. Darwin built a riser by the hearth, 6 honest inches of pine, so even the back row can watch a bard make a fool of himself. Best stage in the world. It's 6 inches off a tavern floor. Both things true. And on tap, the still product. Yes, that still. Mine. The one the local wizard's still filing complaints about. Fire liquor. Clear as a confession, smooth as a lie. Warms you to your boots. Call it transmutation magic if it makes you feel fancy. It's chemistry and patience. Don't tell the wizard. What's it run you? A copper for the ale, a song if you've got one, and your willingness to sit next to a stranger. Nobody asks where you're from. Nobody asks how you got the scar. The Crow and Lantern. Come for the fire liquor. Stay because somebody saved you a seat. Tell them Phil sent you. They already know Phil. Just come.
Okay, we're back. And let me sit with one thing for a second, Cosset, just a second, before the song. Because I made all that funny, and it is funny. It's genuinely funny, the kettle noise and the cough drop and the whole sommelier bit. But here's the thing I noticed while I was telling it. You don't get to be a connoisseur of healing potions for free. That's the joke that's also true. To be able to rank them, floor, middle, ceiling, to know the smell, to have opinions, to do the little voice, you have to have needed a lot of them. And I have. That's the math under the comedy. Every rung on that ladder is a day somebody opened me up. Practice with Tommy, learning to be where the pointy part isn't. Rurik teaching me to plant my feet and hold a line instead of dancing backward like a coward. Which, by the way, the dancing was working great. I don't know why we changed it. Every one of those potions is a scar I'd be wearing if it hadn't closed. And I think about the guy who fell through, the C-plus chemist with the bar band. That guy had never been cut in his life. That guy's biggest injury was a hangover, and one time a music stand fell on him. And now I can taste the difference between a 25 gold potion and a 100 gold one with my eyes shut. Nobody back home would. Like, if I described this version of me to anybody from Youngstown, they wouldn't know who I was talking about. Phil's a connoisseur of healing potions now. They'd think it was a bit. It's not a bit. It's a resume. And the weird part, the part I don't say out loud at the bar, is I'm a little proud of it. I can handle myself now. I get cut. I don't become a kettle anymore, mostly. I know what to drink and how fast and how to not breathe through my nose. Soft guy from Ohio learned to bleed and keep going. That's a strange thing to be proud of. But you take the pride where the world hands it to you, I guess, even if it tastes like a cough drop. Anyway, I wrote it a song. Of course I wrote it a song. What else am I going to do with a feeling? This one's a drinking song. It's supposed to be loud. It's supposed to be the whole bar pounding the tables. It's an ode. It's a love song, frankly, to the ugly little bottle that keeps giving me my afternoons back. It's funny. Mostly.
I never believed. let a drop back home I never even tried. A music stand fell on my foot and I told them all I died. I had a band, I had a job, I had a Sunday head. Now I've got a favorite bottle and a spare one by the bed. Line 'em up and rank 'em, boys.
Floor,
middle,
ceiling.
I've had all three this year.
Ugly little bottle, ugly little bottle.
Don't breathe through your nose.
Don't breathe through your nose.
It's wax and cork and cough drop.
And down the hatchet goes. Here's to the ugly little bottle. Here's to the ugly little bottle. Here's to the ugly little bottle.
Give me my afternoon back. Old Tommy taught me lesson one, beware the pointy parts. Nott and I have learned that lesson, friends. Directly after Nott, he'd sit me down and cut my shirt and tip the bottle up and say, you'll live and mean it kind, and finish off my cup.
Line 'em up and rank 'em, boys.
Floor,
middle,
ceiling. I've had all three this week.
Ugly little bottle.
Said, quit dancing, lad, plant your feet and hold. The dancing had been working great, so now I do like I'm told. He'll drill you till the fog burns off and never raise his tone. I don't go off like a kettle now, mostly leave it alone. The floor one dropped warm and flat with notes of pond and shoe. The middle someone walked a berry past the bottle, it'll do. The ceiling honey, cardamom, warm as somebody's hand. 25 or 100 gold, I shut, understand.
Line 'em up and rank 'em, boys.
Floor,
middle,
ceiling.
I've had all three today.
Ugly little
bottle, ugly little bottle.
Don't breathe through your nose.
Wax and cork and cough drop,
and down the hatchet goes.
Here's to the ugly little bottle.
Here's to the ugly little bottle.
Here's to the ugly little bottle.
Give me my afternoon back.
Okay, that's the song. They'll have that one stuck in their heads by the second pint, I promise you. And before I let you go, Cosset. No, I'm not drinking a potion right now. Relax. I'm drinking the good stuff. My stuff. Off the still, out of a real cup, no medicine ghost anywhere near it. This one, I actually like the taste of. To the ugly little bottle, may I keep needing you, and may you keep tasting terrible, so I never forget what you cost. That got away from me. Cheers anyway. Good night, Cosset. Don't tell anybody I cried about a cough drop. I didn't, but don't tell them anyway.